Morning Playhouse.
Oh, God.
This is just so brutal, and yet I can't look away.
Y94.
A20 in the morning, 65 degrees, Y94, the number one hit music station. You pop onto Y94.com and click on that Katy Perry page, and that is where you get all the details on how you can win Katy Perry tickets for her show that's coming up real soon on the 23rd of this month at the Fargo Dome. Sold out show, by the way. Now, we have a couple opportunities here over the next couple of weeks, but one of them that you can explore at Y94.com, if you've got a cute little youngster at home, boy or girl, that maybe you want to have some fun with and do a little early Halloween with and dress them up as a kid version of Katy Perry. We're calling it Kitty Perry. You snap a picture of this, take a photo, and you put it at Y94.com. And once we get a bunch of submissions here, we're going to start some voting and get the friends and family and everybody to vote. And maybe you will have the Y94 Kitty Perry kid. And there's a couple already, some are really adorable kids on there. So have some fun with it by all means. You know, if you go to the costume shop and get a green wig or spray some whipped cream on your kid, or, you know, nothing weird, but you keep it tasteful. But I think we could have some real fun with that, just early Halloween, basically.
I have a kid now. I can play these games.
Yeah. What would you do? Just kind of lay like a watermelon across the baby, or how would you do that?
I have no idea. Set her on a birthday cake?
Mm-hmm. Well, because I'm thinking, I mean, candy, fruit, interesting colored wigs. These are things that kind of define Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have some, be creative. Certainly have some fun with it.
I could have a picture of her kissing my wife.
Yeah.
Then she kissed a girl.
She kissed her mom,
mm-hmm.
and she liked it. So Playhouse mailbag situation, would be very curious to know what you think about. She didn't sign it, so we'll just say anonymous. Anonymous's problem here. She says, my husband is like most men, and he generally stands while he pees. I'm fine if he wants to do that at public urinals or at work, but my issue is our home. I spend so much time and energy keeping our home a clean and welcoming place, and my husband for years now has had a real issue with aim, I'll call it. So, on a regular basis, I find myself scrubbing the sides of our toilet and the floor around it. He has offered to clean the toilets, but he simply does a horrible job and I just end up cleaning the hard stuff anyway. I would like him to, while in our home, always sit while he pees. This way, no more mess, and additionally, the seat will always be down for me when I want to use the facilities. He says that I'm being unreasonable and demasculating him, but I think it's a happy compromise. He doesn't need to hear me nag anymore, and I don't need to clean his urine off anything ever again. The rat, kind of your gut feeling. If you go home today and your wife says, you know what, I heard this on the radio today. Great idea. I need you from now on there, bad aim boy, to sit always. You're never standing in our home ever again. You would respond how?
Why you got to take away a guy's manhood like that?
That you would be also feel demasculated.
Yeah, like I get the reasoning. I understand that. But you know what? We're specifically designed a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really go, hey, look, I really like you, Bear, mm-hmm. but I'd like you more if you would cuddle.
Well, is it as bad as she says it is, though? I mean, if there's a puddle on your floor, it's getting on the walls. I mean, I don't want to get disgusting, but if it's real bad and he just can't get it under control, he's a grown man. Maybe it is time in the home, just for her sake, to either figure out how yourself to clean it or just sit down so she doesn't have to deal with it anymore.
See, I would prefer that you ask him to clean mm-hmm. the bathroom. If he's causing that much problems, he can take that responsibility and yeah. go from there. Like, you don't just ask a guy, hey, from now on, can you just sit?
Right.
That's just weird.
For me, I'm thinking, you know what, it's just time to catch up on my magazines, I suppose, play on the smartphone. I'm not sure I would mind that. If I'm really causing that much grief, whatever, personally. Your thoughts, men and women of the Playhouse family, thoughts on her plan here. Apparently he has just a awful job of aiming, so she would like him to just always sit while he does that. 2378, or you can text 35270.
Playhouse in the morning. So wake me up. Yeah. We wake up. Wake up. You gotta get up. Y94.
The Playhouse in the Morning, Fargo Moorhead's favorite morning show, Y94, the number one hit music station. Red Ox tickets here in a couple of minutes. First, though, this Playhouse mailbag situation from, we're just going to call an anonymous because she didn't sign it at all. Anonymous says, my husband is like most men, and generally, he stands when he pees. I'm fine if he wants to do that at public urinals or at work, but my issues are home. I spend so much time and energy keeping our home a clean and welcoming place, and my husband for years now has had an issue with aim, we'll call it. So on a regular basis, I find myself scrubbing the sides of our toilet and the floor around it. He's offered to clean the toilets, but he simply just does a horrible job, so I end up re-cleaning them anyway. I would like him to then, while in our home, always, always, always sit while he pees. This way, no more mess, and additionally, the seat will always be down for me when I need the facilities. He says I'm being unreasonable and demasculating him, but I think it's a happy compromise for the both of us. He doesn't need to hear me nag him anymore, and I don't ever need to clean his urine off anything ever again. Rat some of those texts at 35270.
My ex would always sit to pee. I thought it was very strange that he would do that. Come to find out, he had always done that. He still made a mess. Yuck. Seriously, how do you make a mess sitting? Somebody else says, we have a sign above the toilet in our bathroom that says, my aim is to keep this bathroom clean. Your aim would help. Seems to do the trick for us. Also, she is overreacting and kind of making him a chick. My boyfriend has a problem. Our solution, he cleans it. I check it, and if it isn't good enough, he cleans it again. His aim has gotten much better. Don't get married if you can't handle a little mess every now and then, because wait till you have kids. Pee everywhere.
So the situation, again, this woman is dealing with here on the Playhouse is her husband of many years has a real issue with aim while he used the restroom in their home, the bathroom in their home. So it gets on the sides and on the floor, and she ends up scrubbing it, but has finally said, you know, if you can't clean this, I don't want to do it anymore. I need you to sit. And he doesn't want to do that. That's really the argument. She's wondering if she's being unreasonable, saying, no, you have to always sit because you make a mess, and I'm tired of dealing with it. 2378, you can text 35270. It is also posted on that Playhouse Facebook page as well, which you can link up to at y94.com. What were your thoughts on it?
Okay, as somebody who is a housekeeper and at a hospital, and I clean OR rooms and the surgeon's, like, area, it's really not that bad. I mean, I clean up after probably at least 60 men every day. You're really de-emasculating him by asking him to do that. If he wants to clean the bathroom, let him do it, and then maybe, like, once a week you can do it, if it's that big of a deal, because then he'll clean up most of the mess, or just simply point out, you know, where he's peeing all the time. And then he can specifically clean that area.
So you're thinking you teach him how to do it, say this is how you clean it, take care of your business.
Yeah, I mean, just show him where he's peeing and maybe he'll just specifically clean that area of the bathroom.
Okay. Hey, listen, we appreciate you calling in this morning. I'm a strong supporter of people just picking up after themselves. I don't think in any situation should you be forced to always be picking up after somebody else, whether it's a roommate, a spouse, whatever the case might be. So if he's the one that is making this mess with his poor aim or whatever the case, eyesight, I don't know what the issue is, and he is incapable or doesn't have the desire to clean up his own yellow contributions to that restroom, I think by all accounts, it would be the polite thing for him to do to just sit down. It's going to rectify the situation. Nobody's going to know but you. Nobody knows what you're doing in there.
Rectify
the situation. Rat some more of those texts.
Somebody says, good way to take his man card away. Why don't you just ask him to stop scratching himself, too? Tame the python, or just take a seat and play Clash of Clans on your smartphone. Another says, absolutely awful idea. I definitely wouldn't always sit. It's part of our manhood. On the other side, the possibilities of sitting on the throne are endless. You could go on Reddit, read the news, or buy some cabinets on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
Another says, that is an insult to men. Instead of saying you hit like a girl or you throw like a girl, when I was a kid, we said, wow, do you sit to pee too? A great point. Somebody says, maybe it's time to make him use his own bathroom. give him a man bathroom, and then you have your bathroom where he's not allowed.
So he feels, oh, that is a great way to emasculate me. Why would you do that to me? And she says, well, why would you do this to me? You're peeing all over the bathroom, and I have to clean it up. You should just sit down to pee. Your thoughts?
I honestly don't see what the big deal is. I mean, one, it's like the perfect way to be lazy when you use the bathroom.
Yep.
And you don't have to worry about that splashback when you're like peeing and you get that one drop on your leg, and you don't have to worry about that. Don't ever have to clean the bathroom.
So you're thinking, if this guy should just go ahead and count his blessings, it's going to be make his life easier too.
Oh yeah, I mean, you can sit and pee. Who knows? Maybe after too. Oh,
okay. Listen, we appreciate the comment this morning. Again, the situation here in the Playhouse mailbag. She's like, listen, I need you. You're making this mess. You need to sit to pee. And he says, no, that is very emasculating. Why would I want to do that? No. Well, you look at the mess you're making for me. Rat some more of those texts.
Let's see. Somebody says, just sit. I'm sorry that you feel like less of a man, but it's not like anyone would know. I mean, no one watches you pee, right? Somebody said it would be unreasonable if he could actually aim. Get your stuff together, man. Another says, that one text was right. Consider this training time, because once you have kids, his mess will seem like nothing. I'm also betting that when you have kids, if you make him clean the bathroom, he will start to understand and behave a little bit better.
I gotta tell you, man, your concern is that people are gonna judge you because you're sitting on the throne to do number one. I'm sitting here judging the fact that you can't aim, dude. You're a grown man. Figure it out, brother. It's a pretty good-sized target, really. Like, do you have a miniature toilet at home? It's not like a carnival game where it's like, you gotta hit this little target to get the bear. You have a pretty good, and you can sit as close as you need to, stand as close as you need to. It's right there!
Another great one. Somebody says, no man, but two boys. Ugh. I want someone to invent a glow-in-the-dark toilet seat because sitting down to pee isn't going to happen in my house.
So for you there, Anonymous, I would say that it's kind of a mixed bag a lot on whether or not people think it's being unreasonable. For the most part, and this isn't entirely the case, but for the most part, it seems like the women are going, yeah, great idea, and a lot of the men are saying, no, I would never do that. That's kind of what we're getting there. Though I think, by all accounts, as one of the women that called said, get him to clean it. Don't clean it for him. You know, show him this is how you do it. Here's what you're doing wrong and make him do it. Any final comments you want to grab out of that text club?
Good one. If cleaning his pee off the toilet is her biggest complaint in the marriage, she should be happy. Some people have actual issues that can't be solved with a little bleach.
Fair enough. So definitely Y94 night. We're hoping to see you there at the FM Red Hawks on Friday. Details at y94.com, but tell you what, if you're caller 9 right now with 237 hits, family 4-pack going your way. Again, 237 hits.
Good morning!
Hey, yo, check it out.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
The philosophy here is a very simple one.
You don't have to be naked for this.
That's never gonna work. That's ridiculous.
Y94.